Ministers from some 30 countries offered few details about how they plan to unblock the so-called Doha round of world trade talks, which have been frozen since last summer. But a short statement issued by the Swiss Economics Ministry, which organized the informal ministerial meeting Saturday, said the group wanted a quick resumption of full-scale activity in the trade talks. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum, an annual meeting gathering some of the globe's most powerful politicians and business leaders at the Swiss resort of Davos. During a special panel on the stalled talks, World Trade Organization Chief Pascal Lamy sounded cautiously optimistic.
Now, I remain of the view that it is rumored. What we got this morning was a message that the momentum was there, that we are switching, or we have to be prepared to switch from this, you know, flying mode in circles above the landing zone, which we've been doing for some time, to the sort of switching to the approach mode.
Even if political will to resume trade negotiations is there, and many leaders say it is, major sticking points remain. Key among them are disagreements among the EU, the U.S., and developing nations over slashing agricultural tariffs, which developing nations say put their farmers at a disadvantage and protect farmers in wealthier nations. Elections in France later this year may also break the momentum to strike a deal. Meanwhile, special congressional fast-track authority in the U.S. to approve a trade deal expires at the end of June. Still, a number of leaders remain optimistic, including British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Speaking at Davos Friday, Blair said a new trade deal could particularly benefit developing nations.
Really, there is no substantive reason now why we can't get a deal done. And obviously the benefits would be enormous in development terms, and an aid for trade package would be enormously beneficial for countries in Africa. And of course, actually for the rest of the world, it's going to be beneficial too.
Lamy of the WTO has not said when he will announce the official restarting of trade negotiations, but he acknowledged the window of opportunity is a narrow one. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。